What is something that you could improve on? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. It's a pretty standard job interview question. And usually the most standard answer to that is, if I could think of one thing, I'm a perfectionist. I'm just so meticulous with every detail at work. I work nonstop around the clock making sure things are right. Just like, oh, I just wish I could relax. I'm just so hard on myself about making money for the company that I work for. Just perfectionist all day and all night. I can't stop being so perfect.
Yeah.
Both the interviewer and the interviewee know that's crap. And you could probably improve on not using company time to update your Tinder profile. That's the real thing you could probably improve on. But either way, job interviews are an intricate dance. Some people are good at them, and some people should never, ever dance. And if you want proof, a new survey asked Americans to share the worst things that have ever happened to them during a job interview. These are some of the top answers. Number 10 says, one hiring manager said, I was interviewing this young guy who was fresh out of college. We called him in for his meeting, and before he walked in, he grabbed a can of beer out of his bag and then shotgunned it right there in the lobby.
Hey man, he's nervous. Gotta calm those nerves.
Slammed it into the trash can.
Dang!
And he confidently strutted into the boardroom.
Like, woo! Hey,
yeah.
You know what,
let's do this!
Yeah.
You want to see how many push-ups I can do? The interview was over before it even began, they said.
I bet.
If it was for like a beer pong company, then I think he would have been good.
Yeah.
You need to know your audience.
You're hired, bro.
Lesson there.
Another HR rep said, it's amazing how many people come to our office for an interview, and the first thing they say is, so can you tell me a little bit about your business? What exactly do you do here? I said, look it up. There's a thing called the internet. If you're applying for a job, you should probably know what you're applying for. Number 8 says, I had a prospective employee show up 20 minutes late for their scheduled interview, and when I asked him why he was late, he looked at me and insisted that he wasn't. He said the clocks in our office were wrong, and after that, he proceeded to stand up on his chair and take my clock off of the wall and adjust it 20 minutes, and then said, see, on time.
Hey, you always want to work with someone who can never admit when they're wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's always fun to work with.
The person said, I couldn't tell if he was a moron or a genius. These are from a survey of the most ridiculous things that have ever happened during a job interview. Number 7 said, I had a woman come in for a big interview, and she quickly noticed that I had a big jar of M&Ms on my desk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, this is going to be me. I know it. I can't say no.
Immediately asked if the candy was free.
Uh-huh.
Says, I told her yes.
Yeah.
And she proceeded to grab the jar, place it in her lap, and she spent the next 15 minutes popping M&Ms while she answered all of my questions.
I sometimes go to have, you know, talk about something with our promotions director.
Quote, unquote.
Just because she has a free candy dish.
Yeah,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
At the end of the interview, it says she thanked me and then poured the rest of the M&Ms into her purse before she walked out.
What?
Nothing like a purse full of loose M&Ms on the bottom.
Just everything. She's like, is that stapler for you?
Yeah.
Can I take all this stuff?
Yeah,
I mean,
those pictures?
I spent a lot of time here today.
Yeah.
I feel like it's mine. Number 6 on the list says, my company was interviewing a guy who said on his resume that he founded his own startup company about a year ago. So I asked what it was and to tell me more about it. And he looked blankly at me and said, sorry, I forgot.
What?
He forgot the name of the startup company that he founded a year earlier. And they say the interview just went down the hill from there.
I like how that was still an accomplishment for him, though.
Yeah.
Like, enough to put on your resume.
Yeah,
like,
I still started it.
I'm sure he lied. How bad of a liar are you where you don't even have a name ready to go? I didn't know you were going to call me on that. Number 5 says, one time I interviewed a lady who actually confessed in the middle of the conversation that she was fired from her previous 2 jobs for sleeping with too many of her coworkers. And accidentally turning the workplace into a toxic environment.
Okay, hey, you know what, though? When you do it, you got to do it big, right? Like, she is committed. She went full on with that.
Ruined about 5 marriages and got a bunch of break room fights over me, but it was nice. Number 4 says, I was interviewing a woman for a customer service position, and at the end of the meeting, I asked her if she had any questions for me. So she thought about it for a second, stuck her foot out in my direction, pulled up her pant leg, and pointed to a nasty scab on her shin that she had clearly been picking at.
Gross.
She then asked the person if it looked infected and if she should go see a doctor. Not the type of question I think they were looking for, but it shows you're not scared to ask questions, and that's a good thing.
She's like, I really need health insurance.
She's like,
I need this job.
You asked.
These are from a survey of the most ridiculous things that have ever happened at a job interview. Number 3 says, one time I had a job candidate who warned me before he was even offered the position that his availability was going to be a little limited.
Oh.
I assumed maybe he was not available on weekends, or maybe he needed to handle some personal family emergency or something, but he told me Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday was, quote, drinking time.
Oh!
And he needed Monday to recover, so.
Oh, wow. So he's only working Tuesday and Wednesday? Is that
pretty much, yeah.
That?
He's
yeah.
like, don't worry, I have referrals.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
all bartenders.
I wonder why he got fired from his last job.
Number two says, I had a guy who came in to interview but forgot to wear dark socks with his suit. And for some reason, he thought the best solution was to color his ankles with black permanent marker so it looked like he was wearing black socks.
Okay.
I wonder if he got the job, though.
Yeah.
Like,
creative problem solving.
That's true.
Yeah. Came up with a solution.
And the number one worst thing that's ever happened during a job interview says, I once had a person who halfway through the interview started clipping his fingernails as we were speaking. He even took the clippings and placed them in a small pile on the edge of my desk.
Oh, God.
He acted like nothing was strange at all. And then when the interview was over, he pointed to the pile and said, quote, so do you want me to take those or
what?
You yeah. toss yes. them for me? Yes. Please take your nails.
No, I'll keep them. I have a pile of all the people I've interviewed. That's what we showed you.
A lot of people who do job interviews that listen to this show, text in at 78592. What's the worst job interview you've ever had or you've ever given? Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.